This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Coming up, the Guardians of the Galaxy director said some offensive things on Twitter years ago, and somebody dredged it up from the graveyard and dragged it out and got him fired, apparently, and now there's development in that story. Mark, you're going to share that on the way. Since we're talking movies here, we're talking about Blockbuster Video, the very last days of the chain, which is no longer a chain because there's only one store remaining in Bend, Oregon. After years of shutdowns, the entire chain technically went out of business almost a decade ago, around 2010, 2011, and there have been a few stores that sort of held on, sort of franchise stores that wanted to continue licensing the name Blockbuster to try to keep it going. And they did. Some of them did for, you know, most of the last decade. But it's finally pretty much over. And here's an interesting piece from CBS This Morning, posted just a couple weeks ago, about visiting America's last Blockbuster store. Again, this is the store located in Bend, Oregon.
What was once the largest video rental chain in the U.S. with thousands of locations will soon be down to just one little store, where Bend, Oregon is a place, is home to what could be the last Blockbuster in the country. The company closed nearly all of its stores after going bankrupt back in 2010. Jamie Yuka shows us how people from all over the world are traveling to Bend, or maybe the country, traveling to Bend for a piece of Americana.
In its heyday, there were close to 9,000 Blockbuster stores worldwide. At one point, it's estimated a new store opened every 17 hours. Now,
wow,
there will soon just be this one. And while that iconic sign used to tell people where to rent movies, it's now become a must-see destination.
And it says best selection, what? As if that's compared to anything.
That sign's probably been there for a decade
or two decades. And it's in the window, so probably not.
So there's this next scene here, they're showing a family standing outside of the store. Mom's got the cell phone. She's standing back. Looks like maybe 3-4 sons are sort of surrounding the Blockbuster logo on the side of the store. And there's a little photo op going on here, which apparently goes on all the time.
1, 2, 3, look here.
In a digital age where streaming video reigns supreme, this represents how many people used to retrieve home entertainment.
Drop return, open late every night. Well, the perfect video store.
Welcome to Blockbuster Video.
It's obviously an old commercial from whenever in the 90s.
Is popping up all over the country.
If you want to rent movies from Blockbuster in the United States today, you'll have to come to Bend, Oregon.
We came here all the way from across the country.
The chain was once ubiquitous in strip malls and on street corners. Now the last surviving box store has quickly become an attraction of its own.
Just being here is kind of like cool because it's the last one.
For people like 15-year-old Charlotte Jones, browsing through the stacks of about 14,000 movies in person rivals any experience offered online.
When you like see them all like next to each other, it's kind of makes it easier. But with like on Netflix, you only see the title. And
I gotta say, I agree with her. I mean, she's kind of like one of those old teenagers, right? Like she can appreciate the fact that there's something about being able to look at a bunch of things at once.
In alphabetical order. I think that you can be exposed to cover art,
right,
in a way
that's not possible.
Yeah,
on
that's
Netflix.
Not possible on Netflix. Now, I'm not saying that that's good. I'm just saying that it's true.
It's different,
right? Yeah. I mean, it's another way to experience a video is you're looking at it alphabetically through cover art as opposed to having a short description or whatever. I mean, cover art is still an issue.
I suspect you can look at videos alphabetically on Netflix.
I mean, Netflix has the little square. It's not like it's just a list of text.
No, but they're little pictures. I mean, they're not the full-size, you know, DVD cover art, which is a little bit larger, right? Like, if you're standing in front of the racks, it's probably a little more in your face, a little more lifelike. if you will.
Yep.
Let's go on here with her opinion, though.
And that's all. We have to, like, scroll through it, and it takes a while to get through all of the movies.
Dan and Natalie Bacon traveled from neighboring Idaho to share the nostalgia with their children.
When you guys hear that that's how your parents used to date, is that they would come in here and spend an hour picking out a movie and then go home, what goes through your mind?
It's kind of weird.
With the arrival,
I love the reaction of the, you know, the young people in this video. They just, these guys don't get it. They're like, why did you drag us here, Mom, Dad? We don't understand.
The arrival of Netflix in the late 1990s, Blockbuster stores began disappearing just as quickly as they arrived. Last week, there were only three in the U.S., including two in Alaska, where expensive internet and long winters help keep the stores in business. On Thursday, the Alaska stores announced they would close for good.
Did you ever think you would be the last Blockbuster?
No, I didn't.
Hi, this is Sandy. Can I help you?
General Manager Sandy Harding says customers visiting the Blockbuster in Oregon treasure its customer service and familiarity.
All alphabetical, so it still comes all the way around in the alphabet to find them.
So that's...
So, you know, that was supposedly one of the things about a video store, right? Was they'd give the staff access to rent as many videos as they wanted, so that way the staff would know about what movies, you know, what they are and who's in them, and, you know,
yeah,
and have opinions about them. And
one would presume that the staff would then be obsessive about videos, right?
Like, right, and then you could, you know, pick their brain and ask them what the best new, you know, movies were or whatever. You don't get that on Netflix, although, of course, you do have reviews from tens of thousands of users.
I don't see how that's at all valuable. Hey, random guy I know nothing about, what movie should I watch? You know nothing about me. Thanks. Okay.
It hasn't changed in years.
Might as well go on Facebook and say, what movie should I watch next?
That's better, because at least people on Facebook know something about you, even if they don't know you.
So here's an interesting part of the interview.
All the way around in the alphabet to find them.
So that hasn't changed in years.
Nothing really has changed. I mean, everything's the same.
That's why you're out of business.
Because nothing has changed since 1990.
I think if a customer walked in here, they would still be like, oh, I can find that movie, because they remember. It's like the library. You go and you kind of know where things are.
Even the computer system is turn of the century.
These computers look like they are from the 90s.
Oh, they absolutely are.
Cole Stevens calls all of it history.
They show the picture of the computer monitor, and it looks like it's blue, black. It's a blue background with gray text.
Yeah, and this is a consumer-level tech company with early 90s tech and early 90s marketing structures.
Pretty much.
It's a piece of history that I never got to experience, so it's kind of fun to come check it out.
This to you is history.
Yeah,
it's like a history lesson.
That's accurate.
How does that make you feel, Mom?
It makes me feel very old.
The store's owners don't plan to close anytime soon. In fact, they say as long as they can pay their employees and turn any type of profit, they'll keep these doors open as long as possible. If that doesn't work, they joke, they could turn the store into a museum. For CBS This Morning, Jamie Yukas, Bend, Oregon.
They probably make more money that way, honestly. He's like, okay, $3 to come walk around Blockbuster.
So that's it. There you go. The last Blockbuster. Not to be confused with the Twitter channel called Last Blockbuster. Also, it's at Lone Blockbuster on Twitter. One of the updates from Lone Blockbuster, July 22nd, made another sale.
Yeah, that's
because that was so newsworthy that they had to put an update.
That was worth saying, yeah.
About it. Let's go to Don. He's on the line in Rhode Island. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up? I can barely understand you, Don. You're going to have to get on a better phone. It's way too bad. Thank you for the call tonight, though. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. At Lone Blockbuster, July 12th, our return slot handle has been baking in the sun all day, and it's been burning up people's hands, second-degree burns. So please bring your rentals inside or use the oven mitt we left on the ledge. Remember that? Remember the return slot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. If you want to comment on the death of Blockbuster Video, do you still have a video store where you live, and do you ever go there? Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I remember I have been to a video store within the last decade, but it was going on anachronistic at that point.
Sure. Anachronistic being out of its time,
yeah.
Basically. All right, so let's go into the story about entertainment. The director of Guardians of the Galaxy fired recently amongst a bit of controversy. Mark, you've got an update on that piece on the way here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, everything I know about video stores today, I found out because I found the Blockbuster, you know, the fake great satire channel on Twitter, at Lone Blockbuster, because they linked actually in one of their recent posts, June 25th, hey, at Family Video, next time you send your goons out here, make sure they finish the job. And they, you know, it looks like a fake photoshopped picture of the Blockbuster logo sort of vandalized. And it's obviously fake, but Family Video is a real video rental store, and apparently there's over 700 of them, and it seems like most of them are kind of clustered in Michigan and the Wisconsin, kind of Illinois, that area. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're sort of investigating the last remaining video stores in the United States as Blockbuster's final two of the final three stores are closing their doors. Let's go to... Oh, hey there.
What the heck is that?
Guess we didn't turn that sound off. We got the new Skype in
Ever
here.
Since Skype reinstalled the new version on my computer, everything's messed up on it.
Yeah. Well, I'll see if I can figure out what's going on with that, because I've got the toggle set, in-app sounds turned off. So I don't know. Sorry about that. So we'll get back to that here in a moment. But let's go first to Dodger. He's on the line in Michigan. Dodger, you are on Free Talk Live.
Funny thing is, I got home from work. I actually passed right by a Family Video. Actually, it's right across, well, kitty corner from where I work. I have to go to it. Buy it every day, going to and from work, and I get home and did my little plant thing and turn on went online, and you guys are talking about a place that I pass by five or six times a week. Well, all right, double that, because I got to go to and from work. So at either rate, yeah.
And now, I noticed you say remember. You pass by. The Family
yeah,
Video.
It's,
so
it's kitty corner from where I work.
When was the last time you went inside one of their stores?
I can't remember the last time I went in any video store. And the people that I know that actually do go into video stores, the only reason they're going in is for games.
Oh yeah, and, to rent a video game, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would be because you can't easily rent a game online, right? Like, it's a little harder to do that. You can't just stream the game for rental purposes. There are, of course, like Steam, for instance, where you can download games online for cheap, but you can't rent
them. There was also, back when Netflix rented actual discs and they sent them to you, there were video game versions of
that.
That's
true. That's true. Where they shipped it to you in the mail.
Netflix still does that. I have a coworker. She has streaming and videos. And
it's the
same business model. No, I'm talking actual. Oh, you're talking video games. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know she does.
Yeah, she does it with DVDs and Netflix. You know, she pays for the streaming and she pays to where she can have X amount of videos out at a time. I think pretty much Netflix killed them because they started out. I remember before they did the streaming, when streaming wasn't possible. Me and my now ex-wife, that's what we did, is we had Netflix. You know, we pay a monthly fee, and we're allowed so many movies at a time. And then, of course, they added the streaming, and that just killed the video industry. But, yeah.
Yeah.
The funny thing is I see that place dozens of times a week. Actually, a lot of times when I'm at work, I can look across the street if I have time and actually see a Family Video. And I'm like, I'm actually going to have to walk in there one of these days just to, because it's been probably about a decade since I've even set foot in a video store.
Well, apparently somebody's still going, because they're still in business, which is interesting.
You need to go in there and check out what's going on.
Well,
and report back.
I think that there are exactly two, and the metro area that I live in is about 150,000. So,
well, their website
says
they've got over 700 across the region up there, across Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, and I think Indiana. They've got a lot of these things. And in fact, I just pulled up an article from Newsweek about, and actually it's a fairly fresh article posted within the last 5 or 6 days, about how they managed to stay in business while Blockbuster's completely gone under, basically, at this point.
Well, I never see more than three cars in the parking lot, so that's got to be
probably two of them are the employees. Thanks for the call, Dodger. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. As we go to David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, every time I hear someone say Bend, Oregon, I hear Beavis and Butthead laughing in my head.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah. Go ahead. What are you calling about?
That was good. Cops.
Okay.
Cops murdering black men. So I didn't listen to your whole program.
What'd they do in Albuquerque now? Is it Albuquerque again?
No, it's the Minneapolis one. There was some news on that today, and I'd be surprised if you hadn't already gotten wind of it.
What happened in Minneapolis?
You know what I'm talking about? Cops shot down a black, and the cops been off on leave for several months, with pay, of course, and it came down today, I believe it was, that they're not going to charge them with anything. Now, if you watch the video, which I recommend everybody does, man, it's not even your typical cop shooting. It's one bad decision after another, of course, by the bad guy, but also by the cops. And I can go through them one by one.
On what basis are we classifying him as a bad guy?
Yeah, was he actually a bad guy?
Well, if we're going to follow the unjust laws that we have in the United States, if a police officer gives you a lawful order, you have to follow it. He didn't follow the cop's orders. He started to run. So he chose to commit a, you know, whatever, misdemeanor or felony, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And the reason the cops were called in the first place is because there was a report of he had a bottle of gin that he was drinking in public. And
Jeez.
So technically. Right. So that's the first thing.
Dying of bottle of gin.
None of that sounds like a bad guy to me. Drinking and then running away when someone
just sounds like a bad decision.
I think that there was also part of the report was firing a gun into the air in that immediate vicinity.
Yeah, there was a report of it, but there I haven't seen any evidence of it. And when the cops roll up, the dude is sitting calm as can be on his butt on the curb talking to some lady with a stroller and a young child. Mm-hmm. And the cops roll up and tell him to get his effing hands in the air or whatever, and he decides to run. And
Jeez.
Let me save you some time, Melanie. When I said a bad guy, I was being facetious.
Okay.
So anyway, so the dude runs. And after the cop says, you know, the cop is there to enforce public drinking. And so the first thing, and the cop rolls up and he sees that the dude has a sidearm on his hip,
mm-hmm.
which would be, I don't know what the laws are in Minnesota since I left there, other than I do know they have concealed carry. So the cop doesn't know if he has a concealed carry or not. And his shirt has ridden up over his holstered gun, which should be no big excitement. But the first thing the cop does is tell him to get his effing hands up over his head, and the dude is, you know, he's got a backpack there.
So did the cop shoot the dude in the back as he was running away?
I think I saw this video. Was he running between two cars?
As he was saying, please don't shoot me.
My God. Hang on here. If there's an update, we'll get it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And atypical. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at mymagicmud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A new VA secretary is sworn in at the White House. President Donald Trump makes it official for Robert Wilkie, who'd served as Pentagon Undersecretary.
As our new VA secretary, I have absolute confidence that Robert will continue our historic progress on behalf of our nation's veterans. Last year, we passed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
Secretary Wilkie reportedly plans to reassign several high-ranking political appointees at the agency to improve morale. Redding, California Police Chief Roger Moore is homeless. His family's house, among the hundreds of homes destroyed by the deadly car fire, the largest blaze among the 17 wildfires still burning in California. Now he's adjusting to a new reality.
You get up in the morning and think, gosh, where's my razor? You know, because the first couple of days I didn't have a razor. And so just the little necessities, the basics of life, socks, you know, just the things that you would just take for granted.
Chief Moore speaking to ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It is not too early to get your tickets to Anarchapulco 2019. In fact, now's the time.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's almost too late.
Well, it's too late if you wait more than 24 hours, because then the early bird special is over. You could still get your tickets after that, but you're going to pay more. So if you want to get the best deal on the Anarchapulco 2019 tickets, you need to go now to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL. That'll save you 15% off the early bird price. So that is the best possible price you could get for what was a sellout conference this year. And what is, honestly, the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and anarcho-capitalists happening in Acapulco, Mexico, February 14th through the 19th of 2019. Big names will be in attendance. Ron Paul.
Yes, they will.
He's coming back. So if you missed him this year, you get another chance in 2019 at Anarchapulco. Also, Judge Napolitano making his first appearance at Anarchapulco. Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and likely dozens and dozens more speakers soon to be announced. A great lineup of speakers, and of course, Free Talk Live will be there again broadcasting from the event. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Get your 15% off the early bird prices through the end of tomorrow, I believe. July 31st is the expiration. I don't know if it's over at noon on July 31st. I don't know if it's over at midnight tonight, July 31st. So if you're listening to us live, you better get over to anarchapulco.com, code FTL.
Yeah, the speakers are great, and obviously the presence of Napolitano, Judge Napolitano at Anarchapulco shows that it has arrived from a libertarian event standpoint. But I would say that it's totally worth it just for the atmosphere. If you never stepped into the room where you heard the speeches.
Yeah, I barely went in there.
It's still an incredibly great time.
Absolutely. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. As we go back to David.
They had a party there.
New Mexico. David, you said there's a shooting case involving police officer in Minneapolis who shot a man to death. Who was just trying to run away because he was probably scared of being beaten by this psychopath as he shot him to death for, basically shot him in the back as he was running from the scene of where he was drinking in public. So there's now a dead person, there's a body over a drinking in public so-called crime. And you said,
yeah.
What was the news in this case?
Well, I believe I looked at the video for the first time today, and in fact, this is the first time I heard of it, and I think the reason that I heard it on the news today was because today was the day that they announced that there will be no charges against these officers.
Wow.
An Officer Kelly and an Officer Schmidt. And today, I believe, was the first day that the video was released to the public. And that's why it probably hasn't. That's why I didn't know about it. And I looked at the video, and it was outrageous because, like I said, the cops were called for either for shots firing in the air. Or I heard the cops say something about that the guy has a bottle of gin or something like that. And so they roll up, and the cops are all calm until they see the gun on his hip, and then they freak, and they say what I said, get your effing hands in the air. Mm. And the dude stands up and makes his decision whether to stay or to run. He decides to run, and so there's your contempt of cop, Melanie, and so when he starts to run, the officers start chasing him on foot, and they chase him literally for like a block and a half, two blocks, maybe even two and a half, and finally they're going down an alley, they're halfway down an alley, and this chase has been going on for like 30 seconds. The next thing the cop says after, put your effing hands on your head, and I'll continue to bleep for you, he says, that's another funny thing. If you watch the video on the Washington Post, they censor the language, but not the execution. It's pretty funny. Then the cop says something MF-er. So he calls him an MF-er, because he's mad, contempt of cop. And he keeps running, and the black dude says, as he's running, the cop says, "You got a gun?" And then first the dude says, "No, I don't." This is what it sounds like, and trying to conceal the fact that he's got one. And then the cop says, "I saw it or whatever." And the dude says about six times, he says, "It's in my pants. It's in my pants. It's in my pants." So that they won't, presumably, so that they won't shoot him because it's not in his hand. He's telling them that I'm running, but I don't have the gun in my hand. It's in my pants. And then the cop says, "I'm gonna shoot you," which is the same as I'm gonna kill you.
Yep.
Because if I shoot something, it dies. Mm-hmm. And so the cop says, "I'm gonna shoot you if you don't, comply." And so right there, the cop's telling him that I'm gonna murder you for these crimes that I'm charging you with,
the
trying
crime of
you on
drinking in public.
I'm going to murder you for being faster than me.
Yeah,
exactly. So they're running down this alley, and the dude is they're about even. The cop's not really gaining on him or losing on him. And then for whatever reason, at this point, frankly, the dude has the right to self-defense. When the cop rolls up on him when he's peacefully sitting down for nothing more than and he sees a gun on his hip and he takes him by surprise.
He had a right to self-defense the second the cop walked into his line of sight.
Right, but the cop's demeanor and all of the things I said, especially the fact that the cop told him, "I'm going to kill you." He said, "Shoot," but that's the same as kill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because anything I shoot at dies.
David, thank you for the call. Thanks for bringing this story to our attention. I appreciate it.
Right, so I believe it was the police chief who came out in support of his officers and basically told politicians and local press that had made a big deal about this, they better shut their effing mouths because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. The video's out, and my understanding of a fleeing felon law is that the police need to know that a felony has been committed and it has been committed by the person who is fleeing.
Is the felony fleeing?
The Supreme Court, and I kind of doubt that drinking in public
is a felony.
Nope, not.
But the Supreme Court has ruled that states are not allowed to decriminalize civilians shooting a fleeing felon who was just robbing them or whatever. So it is not legal for it to be legal for you or I to do that when there's actually been a property violation.
I don't understand. What? There's too much legalese in there for me to understand what you're saying.
So this cop was shooting a fleeing misdemeanor. Or whatever the word is.
Violation. Drinking in public could be just an ordinance violation.
Yeah, or maybe not even that. A fleeing ticket.
Yeah.
And that's fine. He's probably not even going to get fired. Whereas,
No. They've exonerated these people. They're getting medals.
Yeah. Whereas, so if someone, there were states at some point that had laws that did not limit their self-defense statutes to, so if someone broke into your house or broke into your car or whatever, and you shot them as they were running away, the states had that legal. They were basically like, well, the battle's not over till it's over. Do what you have to do. And then the federal Supreme Court overruled that and said, no, states, you must make that murder under your statutes.
Oh, well, that's interesting. As I understand it, Texas, not too long ago, some guy shot a couple of people who were robbing a house, for a television and, shot them dead, and the police,
Then he shot them while they were robbing the house, or he shot them while they were running away?
That's what I thought. They were running away.
Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark.
Yeah, how are you? You know, I'm baby boomer, so I remember Vietnam War days and days of revolution and the whole idea of, we got to take the country back from the man and all this sort of junk. And, well-intended people. But listening to that previous caller describing, the guy getting shot in Minnesota, if the guy was one of those NRA supporting right to carry kind of guys, and he's just showing off that he can go out in public carrying his gun, he's asking for trouble. And there's damn fool, and there's...
Why would he be asking for trouble simply by open carrying a gun?
Well,
it happens all the time.
In cowboy days, you didn't go into an open theater or a darkened theater with your guns. Quite often,
he wasn't in a darkened theater. He was on the sidewalk.
I understand that. Then you go into a bar with drunken drunks.
Bring you back here in a moment. It happens all the time here in New Hampshire. People open carry.
I don't think it's a good idea to carry a gun while drinking.
Sure, well, I would agree with that, but it's not a death sentence.
It shouldn't be.
How many cops drink on duty?
Good question. Certainly a lot of them drink afterwards.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you. If you dial in now, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
By the way, I want to make sure you know about freetalklive.com, where you've got a Discord chat room, actually several chat rooms on our Discord server available to you 24/7, where people are talking about various different things at pretty much all times of the day and the night, 24/7 there, before, during, and after the show. There's a room for Free Talk Live discussion. There are other rooms as well on various different topics, from cryptocurrency to video games and more. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive there for free. And there's an app that you can download for pretty much all the phones and operating systems, or you can just use their web version if you prefer, over at discord.lrn.fm. Dude on the line in San Francisco did drop off. He sounded like he was calling to suggest that because a man had a gun open carried, that he was asking for it. This man in Minneapolis who was apparently allegedly drinking openly while open carrying
a gun. It may not have been an open carry. It may have just been that his gun became visible.
Yeah, it wasn't clear.
After he was running away from a potential gun. He shouldn't have been drinking and carrying. But that's not what was attacked. What was attacked is that he shouldn't have been carrying, period. And that's...
Our caller, who had brought the story to our attention, made it sound like the officer saw the gun initially on approach, that his shirt had stopped covering it and or had started covering it. I wasn't clear on the status of whether or not it was intended as an open carry but had become covered, or that it was intended on a concealed carry and had become open. That wasn't real clear to me which of those two is the case. But either way, he was quietly
consuming his beverage in public, and
We don't know. I mean, the report was that a gun was being fired into the air. He could have been the one doing that,
but there's no evidence for that.
There is no evidence. Right. So
when the cops approached, he was apparently just sitting quietly and drinking, talking to a friend there, and shortly thereafter had his life extinguished by this officer, who has now gotten away with it because there will be no charges filed against the officer. And even if charges had been filed against the officer, it's almost impossible to convince a jury to actually punish an officer for doing something like this. So it's just tragic. It's outrageous. And drinking in public shouldn't be illegal. You know, these are part of the reasons why we have the police abusing so many people is because there are so many crimes. There are so many nonviolent, peaceful acts that are considered criminal within this system. If all they could do was go after murderers and rapists, I don't think people would be as angry if one of them, you know, took a bullet in the back every now and then, you know, an alleged murderer or rapist. It's still bad. I'm not advocating for it, but it's like the cops are constantly messing with people for the piddliest of crap, and they frequently escalate it to absolute violence to the point of death in many cases.
Right, and I don't have any evidence that this person was the one that was firing the gun in the air.
Right.
But as far as
I'm concerned, there's only one person we know was firing a gun that day, and that was that cop.
Firing a gun into the air as far as I'm concerned, firing the gun in the air is some like low-level attempted murder. Negligent homicide, I think, is probably the best way to describe it, because those bullets go up.
They're coming down.
And then they come down, and people have been killed by them.
Absolutely.
In one case, a child sitting in church, the bullet came right through the ceiling.
People have also been killed
skull
by cops shooting at supposed bad guys.
And that's the other thing. Is when it comes to these fleeing felon laws, I'm not entirely prepared to say you should never be able to shoot somebody who's running away. But if you shoot somebody who's running away, they need to have done something that's worthy of being shot.
Yeah, so I'm not against shooting somebody who's running away per se, but what was this guy running away from? He was running away from a victimless crime.
Right, and we've been clear on that.
It's not that it was excessive force or retaliatory force and you like only defensive force. It was that it was just only aggression. So, no, you can't do that.
Right, and so as far as I'm concerned, if somebody broke into my house, stole my television set, and was running away with it, I'm not going to shoot them in the back. And here's a couple of reasons why. That person's life, no matter how despicable that individual is, maybe they're even teasing you as they did it. Ha ha, you can't run, fat boy! Right? Or whatever it is they're saying. Their life is worth, to me, more than that television set. We just picked up a TV for rental for $300, a 50-inch TV for $300 at Walmart.
Okay.
You can't tell me that a thief's life is not worth more than $300.
But there's some assumptions built into that, like how bad you need the TV, how easily you can get a new one. I'm not willing to put a dollar amount on deadly force because that only tells me how much the aggressor benefited. It tells me nothing about how much the victim suffered.
Okay. The TVs don't generally cause suffering, and those are things that are often stolen.
Generally, no, but I'm not willing to put a hard and fast rule. These types of items, this dollar amount, a human life is worth X amount of FRN.
If I have discharged a weapon, Melanie, it's because somebody in my family's been hurt.
Right, yeah, and so...
Or threatened.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm not... And I'm not going to shoot anybody over a TV either. I don't even have a TV, so I don't know if that's particularly relevant, but there is a amount of theft that can occur, and it depends on where the victim is at and how bad the victim needs the items and how easily they can replace them, where a theft kind of becomes more like attempted murder than it is just a petty theft.
Let's talk to James in Vegas. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Hello. Hello, James.
Yes,
in Vegas.
Melanie, the big news in Phoenix this Friday was a young man of 25 was murdered in the line of duty. I'm sure you like such things. So to paraphrase you, Melanie Johnson should be shot on sight, along with Mark Edgington and Ian Bernard, who placate and enable Mad Cal Melanie to tell live studio audiences such immoral sentiments, but her being accepted and not me.
So you're calling Melody immoral?
You're never going to get away with the lies you told about me on the public airwaves, Ian and Mark. I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to ruin your life, Mark Edgington. And if I didn't fear Jesus, you would have already suffered the fate of Mark Edgington's victim.
If Jesus was real, he would have struck your insane ass down by now.
What do you do for that family?
If there was a loving God, he would white smear your disgusting piece of filth off the planet.
Yeah, no part of that was an argument, so I don't really
have any particular need
to respond to it.
All right, there you go. Thanks for the call, James in Vegas. Let's go to Donnie in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Donnie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's
up? There's a site on human trafficking. It's Danielle Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L. Through Google, it says 1387. There's a YouTube caption that says Corruption 2 under it. You drag to the last 5 minutes as a timeline. They put a contract
and promote your own YouTube channel. You don't get to get away with it by calling under a different name and pretending like it's not your channel. Okay? Just want to let you know that. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. The best call of the segment. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, yes.
Save the best for last.
You know, the thing is that New York Housing Authority, they're going to ban smoking on all properties.
Really?
So I think all indoor smoking, they all, no more smoking indoors inside your home. And
no more smoking outdoors.
Well, I think outdoors, maybe a designated area, maybe 25 feet away from the property. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do, but no smoking indoors. Mm. So I don't know what the smokers are going to do.
So you'd rather it be outside where other people are walking by than inside where they live? Is that your, are you advocating this law or just stating that it exists?
Oh, I support it completely.
Because, you know, the thing is, the vents are connected. If one person smokes, like 30 other people have to breathe it, or all the walls that are connected. So that's the problem. So it's
I've never had that problem in an apartment, and I know that I've lived in an apartment with people who smoked nicotine and other substances. I've never had
Maybe you just weren't sensitive enough to it or something? No?
I mean, but if we're talking about just cigarette smoke coming through the vent.
Mark, you said you support this?
Yeah, I support this. Sure.
Why?
This is public housing?
Yeah.
Well, it's their property.
Wait,
New York Housing Authority.
Okay, I misunderstood that. So not just public buildings like apartment complexes, like the project.
Yeah, the project.
Okay,
right.
that's not the same
thing. If you're going to receive public money, then by God, you better not be wasting your money on things like cigarettes.
Sarah, thanks for calling tonight. We're out of time, but if you didn't get in tonight, well, you can join us tomorrow for another live edition of Free Talk Live. Maybe we'll talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy thing then, or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can always take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Between now and then, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.